Next, let's take a look at measures 5 and 6 by themselves, and that way, when we start the next batch of measures, we'll have a complete phrase 7 through 10. So here are measures 5 and 6 by themselves. Right hand, we have D, G, and B flat. That's the D right above middle C with our first, G above that with our second, B flat above that with our fourth. With it, left hand is playing the D below middle C with its fourth. These sit together, pedal up and down. The left hand jump up to play the E flat above middle C with your first. Then play the C sharp right there under your second finger. With it, play the G and B flat below it as well. So we have our fifth finger on the G, third finger on the B flat, second finger on the C sharp. These hit together. Then left hand, while holding all of this down, play the E flat above middle C with your first. And then you'll drop back down to G, B flat, and D. And that's the G again, below middle C, the B flat above it, and the D above it. And if you can use finger 2 to play that D, that would be good. Hit this, then right hand will come in with the B flat above middle C with the fifth. Then it will play middle C and the F sharp above it, fingers 1 and 3. With it, left hand will play the D below middle C with finger 2. This hits, the pedal comes up. Now left hand keep your D down, right hand keep your C down, right hand play the A under your fifth. And then we'll go from there to this. Right hand, this is the B flat below middle C with your first, the G above it with your fourth. With it, left hand, I'm playing the G 2 below middle C with my fifth. These hit together. While keeping all of this down, left hand, reach up to play the E flat below middle C with finger 1, then the C sharp below that with finger 2, back up to the E flat, then drop down to the D with finger 2 this time. Keep it down. Now we can let go of everything else, but keep this D down. Right hand, play the D above middle C with finger 2. Then C and E with fingers 1 and 3. And then F sharp with finger 4 while keeping the C down. Now I want to point out I did all of measure 6 without the pedal. So I had the B flat and G with the right hand. G with the left, those stay down. Then while keeping those down, left hand did the E flat, C sharp, E flat, D, then I let go of everything but the D. Right hand had the... You can hear how all of that is nice and sustained. Then the B flat and G. And right hand, if you can, use finger 2 to get the B flat below middle C. If not, you can use finger 1. But then the G above that with finger 5, while the left hand plays the G below that with finger 5. That's where we are headed. And that would be at measure 7. But I want to point out that measure 6, all of that was nice and sustained by using proper fingering and holding down notes while other notes played against it. All right, so that gets us through measure 6. Now let's take a look at the next group of measures.